We are talking about healing today and why therapy, traditional therapy, does not work by itself. Now, this is not any clickbait to slam on therapy in itself. This is why all healing modalities and techniques by themselves do not work. You need to integrate all bodies together to fully heal. And therapy is what most people think of, the traditional way of healing, of going to traditional therapy. And it is a trap that a lot of people can fall into, including myself. So if you're interested in healing through trauma, through wounds, through doing inner work, then this podcast is going to be very, very valuable for you. I am going to be sharing my screen and sharing a mental model that a great mentor of mine has taught me. And it is very, very awesome to see the visual version of this. So if you're not watching the video version of this, I'd highly recommend it because I'm going to be sharing my screen. So if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts or ones without the video, maybe go to YouTube or Spotify to watch this one because visually it's going to help out a lot. So what I'm talking about with you today is healing and doing inner work. So healing through your traumas, your wounds, your limitations, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual blocks. So the reason I'm saying therapy or traditional therapy does not work, what I mean by that is it only covers one basis. It only goes through the mental body. And excuse me. When it comes to healing, healing encompasses more than just the mental body. There's the physical body, which is your soma, your somatic work. If you've heard of breath work or meditation or tantric healing or Reiki healing, there's other bodies you need to tap into. There's the energetic body. That's when you're working more with energy healers, when you're doing sound healing, when you're doing high levels of meditation, when you're working with Reiki healers. There's spiritual healing. That's where you go into really high level or deep levels of meditation. Or you're going down the plant medicine journey or that direction. And if you have one without the other, or if you don't have all pieces to that puzzle, you will certainly have some growth, don't get me wrong. But you're not fully integrating all pieces of the puzzle. When I first started my inner healing work, I started with Tony Robbins. And I love Tony Robbins. He completely changed my life. But Tony is very NLP. If anyone understands what NLP is, neuro-linguistic programming, I've been trained in that. I've done that a couple of times. I've done hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, negative emotional release, breath work, meditation, Demartini facilitation, plus some other things as well. But NLP, when I started with Tony, it's very mental. It's motivation, make your move, change your state. And that's fantastic, but it's only focusing on one body. You need to focus on all of them. So I'm going to share my screen. So for anyone that's watching the video, I highly recommend. Oh, I'm showing you my calendar right now. Look at my calendar. You can check out my bloody calendar. There's my vision board. I swear I had this photo up before. There it is. So this is what I'm referring to. So this model, I've gotten from a great mentor of mine, Cody McAuliffe. If you're watching this, my brother, I'm sharing your model. So this is the model I'm referring to. So as you can see, I'll go through all of this in a little bit more detail. So you can see this is inner work. So this encompasses all we're talking about, trauma, healing, mental blocks, emotional blocks. Now, Ken Wilbar, go listen to his stuff. He's a very, very, very deep, fucking wise man. I tried to read his book, Integral Theory, and it was too much for me. I'm going to come back to it in when I'm ready for it. It was a lot. It was like a mind fucking explosion reading his book. But he talks about three core pillars of healing. So he talks about cleaning up. Now that's generally, you're talking about your trauma, your wounds, your things you haven't processed yet. That's cleaning up all the shit. Waking up is more about consciousness expanding, and you'll see how it has the medicine and the spirit down there. And then there's growing up, and that's very much the maturity of going from girl to woman, boy to man. You can see all three are needed to complete the integral part of healing. Now, how do you do that? There's different many modalities of how to do that. And there's four bodies you want to focus on. There's the mental body. Now, that is where traditional therapy generally falls into, where you're talking through mentally your shit about mom and dad and trauma and upbringing and all that stuff. Now, does it work? Yes, it does, but by itself, it doesn't, because you're only tackling one part of it. Because what if you have some precognitive trauma? What that means is trauma before you can remember it. It's generally before the ages of about 3 to 4, so like during childhood or even during the womb space. If your mum or dad, or especially mum, had a lot of stress and trauma while you're in the womb, you can energetically have that stored within your body. That's where you want to go more to the physical stuff. That's where you want to go down the breathwork avenue. You want to go down the spiritual plant medicine avenue. You need to try different bodies because mentally, you're not going to be able to solve it. It's got its limitations. Every single modality has its limitations. This is why I talk about, I love the Bruce Lee quote and I overuse it with my work, but there's no ultimate martial art, only the ultimate martial artist who knows every single martial art and knows how to pull from each one at the right time, at the right place to get the right result. That's how I see myself when it comes to healing and self-transformation work. I'm on a quest to pretty much conquer all of these bodies, all of these techniques. So any single fucking human being or person that wants to heal through stuff, I know what I need to do. I can pull from any martial art or any tool or modality to be able to get the result needed. So hence the clickbait or the title of this video is Therapy Does Not Work. It can work, depending on the therapist, and that's a different conversation. If your therapist actually knows how to actually process and actually heal the trauma, not just perpetuate it and keep you coming back and again and again and again, that's a conversation for later. I'm not going to dig into that. But say you've got a fucking awesome therapist who's really good at the mental body, fantastic. That will work till it won't. Then you need to start doing the other side of things. You might have emotional stuff, your nervous system. You might have stored emotion in your body because you went through a traumatic experience. And as Gabor Mate, I had to think of his name for a bit. Gabor Mate has this beautiful quote that trauma is not what happens to you, it's what happens inside of you. So if you get really tense and you have that traumatic response during a traumatic event and you store the emotion in your nervous system, and you can't remember it mentally, then you want to look at other modalities of healing. Again, breath work might come into it. Tantric healing might come into it. Sound healing might come into it. There's other things you've got to try. If you just get stuck in one modality, you will hit the limitations. So let me just go through all the four ways so you can understand it. So embodiment work, so that's physical. So that's where you got physical trauma within your body, within your soma. They do cross over. So nervous system and physical body definitely cross over with each other. And then you've got mental body. Now that's generally you're looking at traditional therapy. Again, it does work until it doesn't. You've got Demartini facilitation. You've got NLP. You've got timeline therapy, you've got hypnotherapy. These are all in the mental side of things. Psychologists obviously fall into this one as well. Then you've got your nervous system. That's where you want to go through your breath work. So that's where you want to go through your somatic stuff. That's where you want to go through your meditations, depending on the type of meditations that you're doing. You want to lean more into the nervous system, regulation, grounding, releasing. That's where primal screaming for men and for women as well, like literally screaming, rage releasing. I literally went to an event last weekend and we did a rage release where it was a men's only retreat. And if anyone's heard of a rage release, essentially men especially have a lot of suppression when it comes to anger and rage. So if you suppress that emotion in your body, in your soma, it's going to then come out through your nervous system. You're going to be very edgy, very snappy, and you're holding on to that emotion in your nervous system. So we did a rage release where essentially you get super fired up and you go fucking smash this baseball bat onto this, like this pillows and stuff like that. And you scream when you're doing it and you're releasing that anger and that emotion from your nervous system. So that's another exercise you can do when it comes to healing. And then you've got your spiritual body as well. That's where you're looking down either heavy, heavy levels of meditation, like Vipassana retreats, where it's 10 days of complete silence and all you do is meditate. I'm doing it this year. I'm a bit nervous to do it. I've got some resistance to it because there's some obviously healing to be done, where you literally wake up, you have food, there's no phones, there's no technology, you can't talk to anyone, you can't make eye contact with anyone. You sit down and you meditate. You have a break, you have some lunch, you come back, you sit down and you meditate. You do that for 10 days fucking straight. So that you either do really high levels or intense levels of meditation, or you go down the plant medicine journey, psychedelics. That's where you go down the psilocybin mushrooms. That's where you go down ayahuasca, coyote. There's other ones I've only done at this point in my journey. I've only done psilocybin mushrooms. I've done them about 10 times now. And this year I'm going down the ayahuasca. I'm going down the other medicines because I want to explore it. And as you can see, One without the other, it doesn't work. That's why, again, traditional therapy does not work by itself. You need it. You need some form of mental processing. My personal favorite when it comes to mental processing is Demartini. I love Demartini's processing. I've been qualified with Demartini. I've trained with Demartini. I love his stuff. It fucking lights me up. And it's my favorite tool in my toolkit because I'm a mental heavy person. I have struggled with the other bodies because I'm generally in my head a lot because I disassociated from my trauma when I was younger into my head to disconnect. So I really get caught up in my head. I'm an overthinker. I'm an anxious character. Well, and I won't use those labels, but that was who I was. So connecting more to my body, physically, my nervous system, that's where a lot of my growth has come since doing the mental work. So I hope this makes sense. So how does it, what can you do with all this is probably a good question you might be asking yourself. Okay, this makes a lot of sense. So I've got some healing. I want to heal through my trauma. Maybe you've done some therapy. Maybe you've had an NLP. Maybe you've had a therapist. Maybe you've had some sort of mental-based healing. Maybe it's time to explore the other one. Maybe you want to look down a breath work, a meditation, a Reiki healer, a sound healer, an embodiment coach, a men's coach. You want to maybe explore the other bodies. Maybe it's time. Maybe you're drawn to go down to the spiritual realm. Maybe it's time to go down a Reiki healing. Maybe it's time to go into some plant medicine. Maybe it's time to go into some deep ass meditation work. Maybe it's time for you to actually lean into your body and actually do. So at the same retreat that I just went to, we did a shame circle, a naked shame circle, which was quite confronting for a lot of people. So you walk in and there's a group of men completely naked. And you walk into a room and they obviously say you don't have to participate and you've obviously got full consent to not do it. But it's physically to be seen in your body. If you've got shame, that shame suppressed in who you are, that will manifest in wounds, in coping mechanisms, in having personas and having the walls up. So that's another exercise to be seen in your body, to be seen for who you are, to stop suppressing your shame. I'm not saying you have to go do that, but again, it's another exercise you can do. So the point of this podcast, or the point of this whole podcast that I'm talking to you right now, is to start to integrate your work. Don't get so caught up in one style of healing. Remember, there's no ultimate martial art, only the ultimate martial artist who knows every single martial art and knows how to pull from it at the right time, at the right place to get the right result. So if you're on your healing journey, and we all are, whether you're conscious of it or not, conscious of it or not, is start to try different modalities. If you're trying mentally and you haven't seemed to process it mentally, I would try a different mental person, whether, again, an NLP, a traditional therapist, a psychologist, a Demartini facilitator, they're the main ones I can think of off the top of my head, or you've done a lot of breath work, or you've done a lot of plant medicine, or you've done a lot of meditation, or you've done a lot of self-love embodiment work, maybe it's time to try another body. Because until you do, you get caught in your tools. And this is especially wrong or big in the coaching world, is coaches get caught in their tools. They think their tools are the fucking the be all and end all. And I'm guilty of this too. You do an NLP and then NLP is all about everything. It's about reframing, relabeling, and then rewiring your beliefs. Yes, that's true and that helps, but that's just one tool. There's more than just that. Because if you've got precognitive shit that you haven't released, or you've got stored shit in your nervous system, it doesn't matter how many fucking relabelings you're going to do, it's not going to fix the problem. You need to, you know, try something else. And the same thing with the plant medicine. For my spiritual fucking hippies out there who love their plant medicine, you've done fucking 50 plant medicine journeys, but you haven't lent into your mental body. You're just fucking getting one with ayahuasca and Mother Nature and fucking Source and God and all that stuff. Again, there's limitations with that. There's trappings with all of these modalities. There's trappings with all of them. So try all of them. I've done Reiki healing. I've done sound healing. I've done plant medicine. I've done meditation. I've done rebirthing breath work. I've done DMT breath work. I've done psychedelics. I've done Demartini facilitation. I've done NLP. I've done timeline therapy. I've done hypnotherapy. I've done a couple other ones that I can't think of right now. But try them all, because without all of them, you're missing pieces to the puzzle and you're just not fully integrating the work together. I hope this helped, guys. If you got value from this, comment down below. Let me know your thoughts below. Let me know which ones you've tried and which ones you want to try in the future. And if you're interested in working with me, if you're wanting to find your purpose, you're wanting to heal through your stuff, you're wanting to connect with other people on their journey, you're wanting to just learn more about me, go to the details below. There's a link to my conscious community where I help you do everything I just said, finding your purpose, healing through your stuff, building a thriving relationship and business, mastering your health and your wealth. if that interests you, click on the link below for my conscious community, or click below to just check out my website. You can see some more information about me. I appreciate you. If you could send this to a friend or a loved one that you think will get some value from this, I would really appreciate that. Thank you. Please subscribe. I fucking love you. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.